Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, I'm Sarah Pascoe.
Hello, I'm Carrie Adloyd.
And we're weird about books.
We love to read.
We read too much.
We talk too much.
About the too much that we've read.
Which is why we've created
The Weirdos Book Club.
Join us!
A space for the lonely outsider to feel accepted and appreciated.
A place for the person who'd love to be in a real book club but doesn't like wine or nibbles.
Or being around other people.
Is that you? Join us.
Check out our Instagram at Sarah and Carrie Ads Weirdos Book Club for the upcoming books we're going to be discussing.
You can read along
and share your opinions.
Or just skulk around in your raincoat like the weirdo you are.
Thank you for reading with us. We like reading with you.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. Welcome to the Weirdos Book Club. This is a special episode, isn't it, Sarah Pascoe?
It's really special. I've got all these emotions about this episode.
Okay.
Because what we're going to be talking about is, you know, books coming out.
Yeah, exciting books coming out in 2024.
Looking forward to. I've got that on one hand. Yeah. And this like hunger for new books, hunger for the exciting books coming out with authors that I love. But also on the other hand, absolutely no time to read.
No time.
It's like having a small baby and people keep going, have you seen da 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 in the cinema? It's like, no.
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 I haven't seen it.
No.
So much stuff I haven't seen. So many things that people cannot believe I haven't seen. Like they're so shocked. You haven't seen it.
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it. I've watched Gladiator.
What's that one?
Gladiators.
What's that one about science? Oppenheimer.
I haven't seen that. No.
So I've not seen that. And people are like,
I did see Barbie. I saw Barbie. Yeah. Managed to go to cinema by myself to watch that.
Yeah. So this is a conversation that I'm really excited about, but I need to stop buying books that I can't read.
Yeah.
And also I wanted to say that in case people are listening, don't have time to read, who think that we are ignoring our families.
Well, we are, but the podcast comes first, guys. Podcast comes first.
I don't want to read shame anyone.
No.
Because sometimes people write to me and they go, but how and when? And it's really, really hard.
But what we're doing with this episode, I think, is just like, these are books that have piqued our interest. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean we're going to read them.
Yeah.
But if you also pique your interest, maybe in your bookshop you think, oh yeah, they mentioned that one. So it's just like, have you heard this coming up?
Yeah. So for people who are fans of looking at books, and the really great thing about them is they exist forever. They don't go off.
This is the thing. And I do find looking at like the lists overwhelming, because what you realise is there's too many books. Everyone writes them. There's too many. There's too many books. So you have to be ruthless.
Usually she screams this in Waterstones, but it's nice that you're saying it so calmly on the podcast.
There are. When you see, you're like, fuck, there's too many. But
you get that reaction where it's like, I need to quit my job and just do full-time reading.
No, I feel like, I can't read all of these.
My fantasy when I was at Sussex, or maybe a bit afterwards, was that I would get run over, but not so badly that I just wanted to be stuck in a hospital bed and someone just to go, okay, read all of Dickens. That's my fantasy. Not now.
Every time I have been majorly ill, I have done so much reading.
Yeah.
And that's the one consolation.
Yeah.
It's like, I think so much reading.
That's
done.
Why some people love going on holiday, because that's their time to properly read.
They might not have small children, because it's not the time to read one. You don't do any reading on holiday. You just cry and go, why did we bother?
Why do they call it a holiday when it's just as much work as being at home?
But with less of the things that make it easier.
Yeah.
I haven't got as many toys. Okay, Have you got a list of things that you've that piqued your interest?
No, I've got. I'm going to listen to your list.
Okay.
And then I'm going to add some maybe that you haven't got, and it's going to be not as organised.
Okay. Well, mine's one is coming out. It's already out, I think. Comes out today. It's the new Kylie Reid. Come and get it.
That's
I'm
Kylie
really
Reid wrote
excited about it.
The brilliant Such a Fun Age.
Such a Fun Age, which was huge.
It was so huge. And so brilliant.
It's been made into a television show, I think, or a film or something.
I don't even care. It was such a great book. I don't think that's necessarily the compliment TV thinks it is. But I also gave it to a nanny.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I had a manny, I should say, because that's how he refers to himself. He only came round once to look after Theodore, but he managed to get him to sleep when I had a gig in Brighton, so I was very grateful.
Oh, lovely.
And then he said, "You've got a lot of books. Would you recommend any?" And I just finished Kylie Reid. I said, "Well, actually,
I have this one about being
being
nanny."
Yeah.
Such a Fun Age was brilliant. Such a good book. Such
and it's
great
a really
writing.
Good book club book. A really good book to discuss with friends if you like books.
And I don't even know what Come and Get It is about, but I'm excited about reading it.
Do you want to find out? I would like to at least give.
See,
otherwise our listeners are just hearing.
No, but
us.
People know Kylie. If you listen to this, you know Kylie Reid. That's my top choice. But it comes out January 30th. So by the time you listen to this, it's already out. Okay. So that's a good one.
Well, I tell you what, I am going to get that.
Yeah, that'll be definitely.
Do you
on
want
your
to
list.
Say there where I put it in my basket?
You put it in your basket.
Can I put it in my basket?
Yeah, put it in your basket now.
Okay, great.
Okay,
I've still got a book voucher left over from Christmas.
My next one is Mongrel by Hanako Footman, which is a debut novel.
Yeah.
She is a British-Japanese writer who's also an actor. Now, it doesn't matter. Why do I feel the need to say it as a woman? But she's beautiful. I'm just adding that in. She's so beautiful. And
I felt bad saying it so much about Zoe Kravitz when we did the Nick Hornby episode. I was like, why didn't I say she's so talented? She's
no,
so
but
talented.
Zoe Kravitz is
I know,
so beautiful.
But saying both things because...
Sometimes people are so beautiful, it's worthy of mention because it's so...
And just saying I appreciate... It doesn't devalue how talented they are. It's just making sure you say both things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And and she had a lot of buzz about this book, Mongrel. I've seen loads of stuff, including Lisa Tadeo wrote like an incredible thing about it on Instagram, being like, very rarely you see prose
Lisa
like this. So I think it's going to do very well.
Okay, so this is
and it's about three girls shifting between three intertwining narratives. Mongrel reveals a tangled web of desire, isolation, belonging, and ultimately hope. And Lisa Tadeo said, simply, it must be read. It's so beautiful, I became lost in it. I can't find the right words because they are all in this book. Imagine getting that as your quote for your debut novel. I'm very excited about that one. And look, beautiful cover as well.
Not it's very it? Beautiful
yeah,
cover.
Yeah, very cover. You'll be seeing it on Instagram, guys. So that's my number two. The next one, The Gallopers by John Ransom.
I love John Ransom. We're going to do a John Ransom book on this podcast, aren't we?
We want to do The Whale Tattoo, which
came out.
We're going to do The Whale Tattoo. This is his new novel.
Yeah.
So we talked about him before. I have mentioned this book before, but this comes out this year. And The Whale Tattoo won the Polari Prize. And he writes a lot about LGBTQ issues and queer working class issues. And he's just a brilliant writer. And I haven't read Gallopers yet. And everything I've seen online is just already saying, like, bloody hell, it's amazing. I'm just so happy for him because he's such a like lovely, kind, brilliant person. Look, I'll give you a little bit. Ely is 19 years old and lives alongside a cursed field with his strange aunt Dreamer. 6 months before, his mother disappeared during the North Sea flood. Oh, that's I'm just already there.
Friends.
He's the nicest, kindest, nicest man.
I hear the same about Salman Rushdie. Who I always text when he has a new book out.
Oh, do you? And then one that you recommended to me.
Oh, yeah.
That you were like, this looks up your shop. Up your shop.
Up your shop. Yeah, that's me. That's an exact quote of the kind of thing I say.
Oh, my God, up your shop. Asa, the girl who turned into a pair of chopsticks.
Oh, yes.
By Natsuko Imamura.
The Faber releasing that. And I...
Well, a shop, you thought?
Up your shop. It reminds me of some of the wacky sketches you used to write when you started doing comedy and in your sketch show.
Yes.
And the idea of a woman turning into chopsticks, I thought, that's the kind of thing Carrie Ad would have written.
Up her shop.
Up her shop.
Yeah. No, it looks really interesting. And it's a translation as well.
Mm.
So that'd be interesting. I've got some others.
Yeah, keep going.
Oh, should I keep going?
Yeah.
This non-fiction.
How much non-fiction do you read? What's your ratio?
I think you read more. I have to really be interested in that specific non-fiction. It doesn't like
I don't think I do read more. I think I buy more nonfiction.
Oh, you buy so much.
Oh, I'm
nonfiction.
Aspirational in nonfiction.
Oh, okay.
And then I sit there. It's like someone who only eats pudding.
Going, me? Oh, that's me.
I should eat a vegetable.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to really be interested in the nonfiction thing.
Yeah.
This, I think, will be interesting. Mm. Blood, The Science, Medicine and Mythology of Menstruation by Dr. Jennifer Gunter.
Okay.
And I don't know if you follow her on Instagram, Dr. Jen Gunter. She's one of these people who does a lot of debunking.
Oh, lovely.
About,
oh,
like,
good.
And it's, she's, I would highly recommend her on, yeah, Instagram, especially if you're interested in periods, menstruation, menopause. She's one of these people who just gets on there and is like, that's rubbish. That's not how vaginas work.
Yeah.
That's not
like
how
women don't sync up on their periods.
Yes. She's absolutely full of this stuff. Oh, we all, every month. And she's got a nonfiction book coming out. So I thought, oh, that'd be interesting.
That's a very Carriad book.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very me.
Because when you weren't writing wacky sketches,
I was talking about periods.
You're bleeding all over the place. You used to perform as the period bag lady.
Sanitary bag lady.
Yeah.
I just had to clear out a cupboard.
Yeah.
And I just had to throw away my last sanitary bag lady hat.
Oh.
If you are struggling to imagine, I need to explain. Sometimes when you go into horrible toilets, they have a white paper bag for menstruation products.
For your shame.
And they used to occasionally be a black and white lady who looked like an old-timey Southern belle.
Yeah, sort of like a My Fair Lady.
Yeah. And she was on this, and I would make a giant cardboard hat so I looked like I was the lady in the bag, and I would say, ass smell bleeding.
Yeah, that's it. She'd sniff all the audience to
I'd
find
sniff
out
the women
blood for a bag.
To look for a tampon.
Yeah.
And then one woman was like, can you genuinely smell me? And I was like, no, it's an act.
Wasn't that how you got free membership to the Groucho as well, that you did it there? You did it at a charity gig,
yes,
at the Groucho, and then they had to let you in for a year.
Yeah, I think I forgot to go.
Yeah, I never saw you there. When I was with Paul McCartney and Eddie Izzard.
When were you there, 1995?
No, I never went either. I was just imagining who hangs out there.
Yeah. So yeah, that is up my street and up my shop. Well, this is one I thought of you.
Mm.
Alphabetical Diaries by Sheila Hetty.
Oh, I'm very excited about this one.
I know you are.
Very excited about it. But I still haven't read Sheila Hetty's last one.
Okay.
But I have read two Sheila Hetty's and I really love her. I didn't read The Shape of Colour. I've got it.
Let me read you this little bit because I thought this is from The Guardian. Just to,
yeah.
Like many writers, Hetty, author of the novels Motherhood and Pure Colour, keeps a journal. More unusually, she fed approximately 500,000 words of it into a spreadsheet and arranged all the sentences in alphabetical order.
Yeah.
The result is a unique and strangely poetic memoir.
Well, the Motherhood one, she was throwing...
Was it I Ching? Method.
Was it I Ching?
I think it was I Ching.
Yeah. I really doubted myself then.
Yeah, and I felt it. And then I thought, no, I think it was I Ching.
Yeah.
Don't doubt yourself, babes.
Yeah.
But that sounds like an interesting...
It'll be really interesting. Definitely buy that as well.
Okay. My next one?
Yeah.
I'm just rattling through.
Go.
Burma Sabib? Sabib? However you say that. Burma Sabib by Paul Theroux.
Pull through.
Because this is obviously the year for this kind of thing. In this fictional retelling, George Orwell's years as a colonial policeman in Burma are key to his political and literary development.
Oh.
So I feel like with the year of like George Orwell spin-offs is happening.
Yeah.
So we've had Wifedom, we've had Julia, and now this is all about...
Do you think
his...
it's because it's out of the copyright?
It's out of copyright.
Yeah.
Everybody has decided they can do it.
Yeah.
So I thought that sounds interesting.
It does sound interesting.
Because he was a policeman in Burma for ages.
Do you want to read more books about George Orwell, having read Wifedom, or do you feel like...
Well, do you know what? Wifedom's getting so much shit. It's getting so much shit. And I feel very conflicted now because I really liked it. But people... It was described as a semi-imagined autobiography by Heather Lewis.
Really, really compelling things have narrativized?
Sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Created a story out of fact. And actually, sometimes being too compelling is a downside. And people go, well, you've made it a really good story, so people believe it. But facts are really dry and boring and complicated, and two things can be true at the same time.
Yeah.
I say that having not read it, and also not thinking it probably deserves the criticism that it's
getting. Yeah, I just think it's interesting. Just interesting time that he's being so...
But you'd always be wary of a too compelling a biography
of
someone.
Yes, true. But I'm interested in George Orwell. I'm interested in his time in Burma.
I've been on an Orwell pub walk in London. And nice. I'd really recommend.
Oh, okay. Great.
Yeah.
Not reading though, sir. So save that for your pub podcast.
Oh, after I'm drunk. When I'm drunk, I read. I read the Orwell. I forget the Orwell. It's just things like the building that he worked in. in Bloomsbury. There's lots of lovely things that you can see as well as pubs.
Next one.
Yeah.
Who's Afraid of Gender by Judith Butler.
Oh.
That's a blast from the past for you.
It's a blast from the past.
We had to read lots of Judith Butler at Sussex. Yeah. The influential American theorist examines the way gender has become both a political bogeyman and a liberatory framework for understanding ourselves. And I like Judith Butler. I find her one of those people that even though it's non-fiction and extremely intellectual, I feel like you do understand it. You're able to be like, I do know what Judith's trying to tell me. And that sounds interesting, doesn't it? Who's Afraid of Gender?
I might be bored of feminism.
Oh, you're done.
No, I'm just having some time off.
Fair play.
I'm really into misogyny at the moment, just for balance.
Just want to have a go with it, see how it feels.
I hope it's not because I've had two sons. I live with four men.
As a mother of sons, you can say that.
As a mother of sons, I've really opted out of feminism.
As a mother of sons, I don't need to worry about it.
Yeah.
So, not for me.
Yeah.
I can't do that, Sarah, because I've got one of each. So yeah. I've got to keep and be invested in feminism.
Oh, God.
I know. I wish I could just let it go, but unfortunately.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Next one?
Yeah, next
I'm
one.
Loving this. Just this. Okay. Yeah. Until August by Gabriel García Márquez.
Oh, yes, yes.
This is the lost novel.
Yeah.
That's been translated. So I don't know if I'll read it.
I'm not. Do you know what? I know nothing about it and I'm not going to read it. So I'll tell you what I've got against it right off the bat.
Okay.
Lost, you didn't want it published.
Yeah.
Last, not finished, not good. Oh, not as good.
Can I read you this? Let me just read this. A married woman takes a new lover on one day every year.
What's she on Strictly?
Boom! Take that, Gabrielle.
One a year.
One day every year.
So she's got a lover every year. So it's the same lover she sees for a day a year.
Hang on. That's One Day by David Nichols.
Yeah, it's a hall pass.
I don't know, like in the movie Hall Pass. That was the breakdown.
Yeah. Obviously, we have existing books by Gabriel García Márquez that I have not read. So I haven't read all of them.
It's interesting
books.
That lost thing, isn't it? Of like, is it worth it? Not is it worth it, but like, yeah, like you said, they didn't want it published. Like, I can tell you, if you've ever read America by Franz Kafka, his unfinished novel.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have.
Well, Kafka didn't want anything published.
But America is unfinished.
Yeah.
And it's very confusing.
Yeah.
And I read it.
Even friends so of a novelist, when they go, hey, it's my unfinished novel, I want notes, would delete their email address. Unless you're writing a dissertation or you're writing a book about Kafka.
I thought it's an interesting... You know what? We like to think of this show occasionally as the smash hits of books. And I felt like you've got to mention Gabrielle's got a new one out.
Yeah. I always think we don't mention men enough. So I'm glad you've mentioned back both that and David Nichols. David Nichols' book
yes,
is supposed
David
to be
Nichols,
amazing.
You Are Here is supposed to be brilliant. Very excited about that. Comes out in April. Yeah. How many times in your life have you thought Gabriel García Márquez was a woman? Because quite a lot for me.
Oh, did you?
And I, for years, thought Agatha Christie was a man. Why?
Wow.
I thought Agatha was a man's name.
Agatha's a brilliant name, though.
It really took me so long when I saw a picture. I was like, who's that? And I was like, but Agatha Christie's a man. Like, I couldn't believe a woman was writing those stories.
I do think you need that Judith Butler book about gender.
You mentioned already, he's a close personal friend and he's got a new book out. It's Knife by Salman Rushdie.
Oh yeah, my friend.
Your friend.
Yeah.
Which is about his attack. He's written a book about it. I'm fascinated to read this. So it's about he had an assassination attempt in 2022.
Yeah.
And this is his account of the attack and its fallout.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, it will be incredible.
It's got an amazing cover as
well. To talk about another author, Hanif Qureshi, what his writing about his illness and stay in hospital on Twitter and his Substack. I think it's a Substack as well.
Oh.
It's so incredible to have, you know, an incredible writer.
Yeah, writing about...
So writing from inside that experience.
Wow. I mean, he'll probably send you a copy because I know your friends, so let us know.
Oh, he sent me an unfinished version and I blocked his email.
Last one.
Okay.
I've been rattling through them. Caledonian Road by Andrew O'Hagan.
Oh, I used to live on Caledonian Road.
Yep. So it's another North London book. What can we say? That's where the good people live and they write books about it. I'm interested in this because it is so North London. A celebrity art historian is beguiled by his student in a state of the nation panorama about class and privilege built around one man's fall.
Yeah, I do sound that.
I
sounds
thought
like
that sounds,
me.
Yeah.
Right up my shop.
Yeah, right up your shop. Right, yeah. Oh, get up your shop.
I want to read it. And then also, part of me is like, oh God, another man with a young woman and middle class people. But I mean,
that, another North London
book. The conversation about the power lines and how we are reassessing and understanding them. And a novel is a really interesting place to do it because you're not getting angry at a real person, not being feel let down by a real person. Yeah. And the novelist, very usually, like, I don't know if you've read books like Vanessa, which is about a female teacher, but there, but the fictional version gets to sort of reflect what's going on in society, but be quite, you know, intelligent about where you manipulate sympathy and empathy.
It definitely caught my eye, piqued my interest. I thought, oh yeah, that looks interesting.
Yeah, it looks interesting.
And I like Andrew O'Hagan. He's not in the LRB.
Right, well, I don't know who he is then. I don't know who he is then.
Previous listeners will know Sarah rejects the LRB as a form of communication.
Carrier takes a lover one day a year from there.
And we read the LRB and then we have pudding.
So just some little add-ons. So I took pictures of my reading list next to the bed. Okay, look, one of them I've started already. Sorry, and it's already out.
All right, come on in.
But Paul Murray, The Bee Sting.
Oh, yes, that looks so good. It looks so good.
So the thing is, it was recommended to me by my ex-boyfriend's best friend. So we're not exactly chatting.
No.
And he said, he wrote a text saying, and this is a few months ago, have you read The Bee Sting? And I said, I haven't. And he said, I need to talk to someone about it and no one's read it yet. And I thought you might have. So that's how desperate he was. He texted his best friend's ex-girlfriend, just thinking she likes reading, she might have read it.
That is the start of a novel. That is a great premise for a novel.
It's my novel, after The Bee Sting.
Okay. It's great.
So I started reading it and I'm being naughty because I don't have time.
Yeah, but I've seen that everywhere. But, and I've been read one of that I'm desperate.
I read, obviously...
A bit heavy though, isn't
Skippy
it?
Skippy Dies, and I've read The Mark on the Void. And so I've read, and he's very funny, Paul
Murray. Oh, is he?
And he's David O'Doherty's friend, which is how I first read him, Skippy Dies.
But the book's a bit heavy, right? Heavy on the wrist?
Oh, you went heavy in size.
No, yeah, I'm talking size here.
It's pretty funny. Yeah, it's a big book.
I might Kindle it.
Yeah, you can Kindle.
Yeah, I might Kindle it.
But that'll be out in paperback this year. So
a bit lighter. Maybe I'll cope. My bag will cope.
So the book I've been sent, that I don't think it comes out on the 29th of February.
Yeah.
This is one, you know, when a book calls to you.
Yes.
This is on my bedside, and it's
Sarah.
It does. It is, Sarah. And it's like when the time is right. When the time is right. And this is the book I'm most excited to read this year. It's called Butter.
Oh yes, I saw that on another list.
Let me I've just taken a picture of the back to describe it to you. There are two things that I simply cannot tolerate: feminists and margarine.
I want to read it.
It's about a gourmet chef and a serial murderer with a taste for life's luxuries.
Oh my God.
Journalist has an appetite for a good story, a shocking gastronomic exchange.
That sounds so up your shop.
That
might as well be called Pasco's shop.
Yeah, it just sounds so interesting. Yeah. A journalist and a gourmet chef who is a serial killer meeting up. I think the journalist goes to the prison. Anyway, it sounds
brilliant. Sounds really good.
I was sent a book called Zoe, which sounded so interesting. It's a provocative, tender and darkly funny novel that explores the painful truths of modern day connection and the complicated and unexpected forms that love can take. It's about a woman finding an animatronic sex doll in the garage and the conversations they have.
Oh, brilliant.
Super fun.
That's super fun.
Yeah.
Super fun.
That's by Sarah Crossan, who's from Dublin.
Sarah Crossant?
Yeah. Crossan.
Oh, okay.
Here's a non-fiction one for you. This will be coming, it's already out in hardback, but it'll be coming out in paperback. How the Female Body Drove 200 Million Years of Human Evolution. It's called Eve by Kat
Bonahan. Oh, yes. I've seen that one. That looks really good.
Sounds really, really good. I've got it in hardback, but again, it's coming out in paperback. For people who hate big books like Carriad, which is Michaela Loach's book, It's Not That Radical, Climate Action to Transform the World. I've decided I'm going to solve climate change.
Great. Someone's got to.
A new tour next year that will be about climate change.
Which you'll be walking around the country, obviously, to save carbon.
You can offset, Sting's wife said. And I basically have decided it's all just to beat Greta Thunberg.
Oh, you want to take her down and be number one?
No, not gonna beat her. I'll be nice about it, but I'll be like, oh, good try. I did it, Greta. Like that. But also, I don't have any information yet. So,
do
that's
you know what's annoying? I feel like
Greta
won't care.
No, she won't.
Yeah. Won't get the satisfaction of a win.
Oh, I'll care.
Yeah.
And so will the planet. When actually, she will care. She'd have to thank me for saving her and everyone.
I think she'll be fine with that.
I think she'll be fine with it, but she'll still have to thank me. Shirley Hazzard, you'd be pleased. I know this isn't a new book, but I'm reading The Bay of Noon. I'm going to read The Bay of Noon.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Yeah. So that's. Oh, we have to mention, top of my shelf is Breaking Entering by a friend of the podcast,
Andrew Hunter Murray. Yes. I'm really excited.
It looks really funny. Everything about it seems really exciting. And obviously, it's commenting on sort of the empty housing, people with too much money buying second houses in, you know, places like London and being empty.
Andy is such a funny person. He's one of the funniest men I've ever spent time with, and he's written two books already, which have been quite
page turners, thrillery.
Yeah, thrillery. And speaking to him about that book, Breaking and Entering, which out in May, he said it's the most fun he's had writing, and I could feel it. And I got I got my proof this week,
and what's so great is they've done little house paper clips.
Yes,
with the stuff,
incredible.
Yeah, what a nice detail.
You're probably thinking it's not that cool to be a book influencer, but actually, guys, we get sent paper clips of shape of houses.
Paper clip. We've got one free paperclip.
Beginner's Guide to Breaking and Entering.
Yes, yeah.
That looks amazing.
So that's there. Also, this isn't a new book, but I'm reading The Golden Notebook by Doris Lessing, because it's been mentioned in so many other things that we've read.
Yes.
Obviously, in Monsters, Claire Dedua mentioned it, and it was talked about a lot in the Pram on the Staircase feminist book, female artist book I read.
And I've just remembered another one, The Chain by Shemaine Suliman, which is a non-fiction book about this horrific relationship that she had, and then she found out how many other women this man was involved in, and she spoke to all
the
women.
This is a true.
This is non-fiction, yeah. And she's an amazing writer. She's worked a lot with Nikesh, one of our former guests, on the Good Immigrant series, and I'm very excited about that coming in March. So.
Yeah, The Green Dot. Oh, again, it's one of those books that's had so much praise already from lots and lots of other writers. That's by Madeline Gray, and that's about a woman having an affair with a married man.
Oh yeah.
She's got amazing quotes. So that's not out yet. And then all of my other books are already out. I'm like Of Women Born by Adrienne Rich. Do you know that one?
No.
Motherhood as Experience and Intuition. Again, it's been talked about in lots of other books about motherhood that I've read.
Okay.
A book that is quite new is Nell Zink's Avalon, which I actually think might be really good for the Weirdos Bookcast.
Okay.
See, mine's less of a list and more of a, no, I've got so much to read.
You've got so much to read.
So if we can sync up what we talk about on the podcast.
Okay.
With what I also want to read, that would be great.
Yeah.
But I do need to read more men.
Yeah.
So if people have got good recommendations by male writers, we've got Salman Rushdie and Andrew Hunter Murray.
Salman Rushdie and Andrew Hunter Money. Andrew Hagen. Gabriel Garcia Marquez.
And John Ransom, actually. So here
Paul
we go.
Paul Theroux.
Actually, too many men. Cut down on your men.
Yeah. Let us know who excited about 2024.
Yeah, oh, nearly forgot. I saw it only yesterday. Rachel Cusk has a novel coming out.
Oh, yes.
Later in the year.
You like Rachel Cusk.
Love Rachel Cusk.
Apologies.
Like, as in love with, as in slow down.
Mm.
As in, just get yourself a black coffee and sit somewhere where in a cafe. It's those, you know.
Oh, those ones.
Yeah, where you have to take it. You can't just go, I'm on the tube, I'm going to start my new book, or I'm in the bath. It's like, no, this is momentous. Getting a new book from an author that you love is so exciting.
It's so exciting. And there's so much coming up in 2024. Do tell us at Sarah and Carriad Weirdos Book Club what you're excited about.
Yeah.
2024.
Share your reads. And if there are books that you think would, you know, from any time,
yeah,
you think would work, please let
us
know.
Let us know.
We're just looking for, we're collecting a new crop. Yeah. Also, if you've got an idea of a guest who would really match well with a book and you think, I'd love to hear what so-and-so's got to say about this, then help us with that as well. Because sometimes we get it wrong. And they don't want to read it. Sometimes they get it wrong.
Thank you for talking to me, Sarah, about your books for 2024.
Thank you for talking to me. I love talking to you. Next week's book guest is Fight Night by Miriam Taves.
Sarah's novel Weirdo and my book You Are Not Alone are available to actually pick up in actual bookshops. Go and get them.
They're small enough to put in a bag.
You can pop it in a bag. You won't even know it's there.
Also, I've got a live Weirdo event at the South Bank Centre on the 9th of May if you'd like to come.
Thank you for reading with us. We
like
reading
with you.
Hold up. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, you know, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But yeah, this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.